This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. One house destroyed and another extensively damaged in a St. Philip blaze. Security at schools being given priority attention. Former DLP parliamentarian Dame Maisie Barker Welch has passed away. And president of the Driving School Association foresees challenges with the new road traffic accident policy. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. One house has been destroyed and another extensively damaged in a fire at Chapel Land No. 2 St. Philip. Fire Service Divisional Officer Patrick Edwards briefed Starcom Network News at the scene as they battled the blaze.
Yeah, at this particular juncture, the situation here is quite good. We have two houses, and that is two wooden houses involved. One is completely destroyed, and the next one is extensively damaged. So far, we don't have any information of anybody being injured, but suffice it to say that there are two houses involved, one totally destroyed, and the next one is extensively damaged.
Fire Service Divisional Officer Patrick Edwards, a relative of those who occupied the affected homes, told Starcom Network News that he believes the fire was the result of a dispute between family members. Residents suspect the incident may be a case of arson. Chapel Land resident and relative of the displaced, Anzel Bain, describes the situation as a difficult one.
Well, they came home there for me, and they came back. They see the house and gulf. Right? So they got my hose, began to wet the house, but it was so heated, they began to wet my hose then. So, but my brother and his son actually went to burn the fire and heat about the dirt and about rocks and all, man. It's a situation like this, you know, it hard, man. It was hard. It hard. My children now frightened. My two daughters, 13 and 8, they frightened.
Chapel Land resident Anzel Bain and member of parliament for the area, Kay McConnie, says she was working to assist those who were affected.
We've talked to a number of members of the family and we are seeking to see how best we may assist. The circumstances are such that the necessary authorities are doing their investigations and doing what they need to do. But from the position of a member of parliament, I'm here just seeking to see what assistance we may be able to give to the family in a type of need.
Member of Parliament for St. Philip West, Kay McConnie. And in other news, Minister of Education, Kay McConnie, has given the assurance that security at schools across the country is being given top priority, with cases deemed high risk getting special attention. She was responding to concerns about security provisions at various school plants, especially in light of trends in society.
Security has to be a priority of ours. In some cases, that security will be done using humans, sometimes in terms of security companies, sometimes in terms of making sure that we use nature as a barrier, whether it's putting up those fences that make it very difficult for people to come through the natural vegetation, or whether or not we determine that to take more significant measures. What is important is that the security of every school is important. We have collaborated with the police and we are able to see what's the risk profile in certain areas, and we are then able to adjust our security posture according to those risk profiles.
She stressed the need to prioritize.
Just know, though, that we're not going to be able to do everything at the same time. So what we will do is look for those areas where we believe the risk is highest and seek to address those first, because it takes resources. And so we have to make sure that we are able to, one, prioritize. Every child is important, but where we don't have the resources, we have to determine which ones are highest risk that we need to deal with first, and then continue to be consistent and quick in how we build out the rest of it.
Minister of Education Kay McConnie. A senior psychiatrist believes suicides can be avoided if those contemplating it are aware of options available to assist them. The comment comes from the psychiatric hospital's senior consultant psychiatrist, Dr. Brian McLachlan, who spoke with Starcom Network News after the body of a 32-year-old Jamaican national was discovered in what was an apparent suicide at his Deacons Road apartment early Wednesday morning. Dr. McLachlan again stressed the need for people to seek help in times of crisis.
I guess the guiding principle is you know, when people do have more information, perhaps, that maybe they will make different choices. The more that they know, if they are aware of perhaps where they can seek help, then one would want them to seek that help. And hopefully, as a result of seeking that help, then they won't make that choice of suicide. Ultimately, it's an individual decision as to whether or not one makes that ultimate decision, because it is if one does complete suicide, then clearly that's a final act. But we'd really want persons to be able to seek help, so that perhaps they can see that they can make different choices, and that there are different options available for how they shall proceed when they're responding to an issue or issues.
He restated the range of choices that are available for people who need assistance.
Well, again, once people are aware, we're assuming that people are aware of the helpline that is being advertised in the other places, certainly that persons can call, whether it's the polyclinics, the assessment unit here at the psychiatric hospital, even the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where people can call and ask perhaps where they can get help. So if it is that we need to make sure that persons do know that these agencies are there and that they can call them, then yes, it's something I guess we would have to look at in terms of are we doing enough in promoting these agencies. I know we are. We definitely are. So the hope is that persons are aware.
Senior consultant psychiatrist at the psychiatric hospital, Dr. Brian McLaughlin. Former Democratic Labour Party parliamentarian Dame Maisie Barker Welch has passed away. Paying tribute to Dame Maisie in a statement, Prime Minister Mia Motley highlighted her significant contributions to the country during a time when women in politics were rare. Ms. Motley said that as a female, Dame Maisie was a trailblazer in building a path for women as political representatives in an arena that continues to this day to be male-dominated. The Democratic Labour Party also paid tribute to Dame Maisie. A statement from the party said she was one who showed great interest in the personal development and status of those she represented. It added that she focused on finding ways to teach the women independence and spent time imparting skills. It also stated that Dame Maisie will be remembered as a fierce champion of women's rights and piloted through Parliament seminal legislation such as the Domestic Violence Protection Order Act. The party thanked her for paving the way for women in politics. President of the Barbados Driving School Association, Erskine Cumberbatch, foresees challenges with a new road traffic accident policy if measures are not in place to address the issue of uninsured vehicles. He was speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program. Mr. Cumberbatch says with the high number of uninsured vehicles on the roads, drivers fleeing accident scenes is still a major concern. He highlighted comparisons to other countries where similar policies were implemented already and have systems in place to identify uninsured vehicles. He noted that such systems are not yet operational in Barbados.
We still have a lot of illegal vehicles on the road. And I do believe until we get that section of it working properly, where every vehicle on the road is identified as roadworthy, that is where the problem is going to come from. We set up something across Redmond Village. We set up on the highway, different places to monitor the vehicles and if the insurance or the taxes is being paid. But what we have to do is get that functioning properly first. Once we get that functioning, there's less work for the police for patrolling, because the system will take it up. And when you are on the road illegal, that letter will come to you, and you will have to face the court or licensing to pay the necessary infringement. So therefore, if I know that my vehicle is not legal, I am not going on the road. So I have less people on the road driving with illegal taxes and insurance.
In response, Public Affairs and Communications Officer of the Barbados Police Service, Inspector Rodney Innes, agreed that having the system up and running first may have been ideal. However, he said the service cannot wait on other government departments to get organized because their job must go on.
I think that in all things being fair, if all the agencies were to do the things that are productive or contemporary or being up to speed, it will work wonderful. But I'm not so sure that we as a police service can wait until other people pull up their socks and think, because we still have a duty and a responsibility to do what we do best and do it more efficient and more effective. Because at the end of the day, we are going to get the complaints of lack of service or quality of service coming to our end. And they will not blame other entities when we fall short. I understand what you're saying, and it is good to consider that. But from a police service perspective, going forward, we need to get on with our business and improve the way we serve the public.
Public Affairs and Communications Officer of the Barbados Police Service, Inspector Rodney Innes, recapping the headlines. One house destroyed and another extensively damaged in a St. Philip blaze. Security at schools being given priority. Former DLP parliamentarian Dame Maisie Barker Welch has passed away. And the president of the Barbados Driving School Association foresees challenges with the new road traffic accident policy. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.